This is Laria Williams, and thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to my story today.
First of all, I'm so honored to be included among such awesome, inspiring, and hardworking women. I have been both a stay-at-home mom and I have been a working mom outside the home. In the most recent years here, I had the most fantastic job. I worked for the judicial system and I absolutely loved my job. I loved my position, I loved what I did, and I loved the people that I worked with. And that took so long for me to realize that every time I went to work, even though I loved what I did, I would literally walk up those courthouse stairs and my heart would drop. And my mind would wander and my mind would drift back to the things that I left undone at home, to my family. And I would wonder, am I missing a class party? Am I missing a field trip? What am I missing? And, you know, I realized that, yes, it's important to make a living, and we do need money to live. But I always struggled with that balance of needing to make money and to earn a living. But what was I giving up to do that? I currently have 2 children, but many years back, my husband and I lost our firstborn child. We lost our son to brain cancer. We are definitely a couple that have been through many, many challenges in life. And through this experience that we had with losing our son and him also having, you know, many, many health issues and chronic illness and terminal illness, you know, we've been through some things. But through this, we've learned the value of time. I know that time is precious, and I know that it is something that we absolutely cannot get back. So I recognize that there's an extra tug in our life to have that precious time with our family and time with our children. But I was coming to realize that for me, working even the most wonderful job was not the best thing for my family. Around the same time the economy was booming, this was a few years back, my husband and I also have a small construction company, and we decided that it would be best for the family for me to leave my very wonderful job and help him with larger construction projects. We thought that we would be able to make up the income by, you know, gearing up our construction business. And so I did. I left this job that I loved. Literally within 8 weeks of leaving this position, the economy tanked, and it became very clear that we weren't going to be able to do the projects that we wanted to do. And, you know, I was heartbroken. I left something good looking for something better. And some time passed. We held on for about a year. We hit a financial survival mode, and it was beginning to become clear that I needed to go back and I needed to do something financially to help the family. And I was praying, you know, for an opportunity to come along. I did not want to have to go, you know, back to work outside the home again. And I remember that I had a day when it became really obvious that I needed to step up and I needed to do that. And I began my job search. And, you know, I went to my husband and I said something like this. I said, you know, maybe we're asking too much out of life. Maybe I just need to go back and I need to get that government job and I need to put in my 20 years and I need to get whatever retirement I can get. And maybe you just need to keep plugging away at construction and you just keep doing it for as long as you can do it. And, you know, we'll get by. We'll be okay. But maybe we're just asking too much out of life. Maybe it means that we can't send the kids to the schools that we want to send them to. Maybe it means that we can't take the family trips that we want to take. Maybe it means that we won't have the retirement that we want to have. Maybe it means that we won't be able to do the traveling that we want to do. But we're okay. Maybe we're just asking too much. And he didn't say anything. That was a real, real downer for him. And I remember when I walked away after, you know, trying to live a life of faith and a life of optimism, even though we've been through challenges. I remember when we walked away, something inside me said, no, that's not okay. That's not okay. You know, we've got to be able to dream. But I didn't know the avenue, and I didn't know how to get there. And it was around the same time that a friend introduced us to a business opportunity. It was distributing a product. It was a networking business. And these are the types of businesses that I ran from my entire life. I didn't understand it. It scared me. And, you know, I really didn't want anything to do with the networking type of business. But at the same time, I kept being drawn back to this particular company and to this particular product. And I recognized that I was being drawn to it. So I began to research. And I began to research the company. I began to research the product. And the more research I had done, the more and more impressed that I got. And after my research was done, my husband and I made a commitment to begin to build this business.
Well, that was 2 years ago. My husband and I are now executives in the business. We're so excited that, unlike our construction business, we don't have overhead. We're building a true international business with a residual income that will last a lifetime, without trucks, without warehouses, without insurance, without employees. We are now changing our family's lives, and we're helping others to do the same. We've built a team, and we can help you do the same also. If you're interested in this opportunity, please get back with the person that shared this opportunity with you. And thank you very much for listening today.